The following Piano Jazz podcast is from a program which originally aired in 1993.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Eddie Gomez. He's one of the most sought-after musicians on the scene today, and he's a bassist of extraordinary talent, crossing over from jazz to classics with the greatest of ease, and he's not too shabby on piano either. Eddie, it's just great to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to see you after all these years. My God, we go back a long, long way.
Yeah, don't we? Jesus, I wonder if we should say how long. Well, I guess it was the 60s around in there.
Yeah,
wasn't
the early 60s, yeah, at the Strollers Club.
Well, you know, I guess what happened was I don't know where I was playing at the time, but I kept hearing people talk about, we've got to hear this fantastic bass player, Eddie Gomez. Everywhere I went, I heard Eddie Gomez. And I remember you came up to the house. Mm-hmm. To play for me. You remember that?
Yes.
And I think you played about two notes was all, and it sounded so fabulous. I just said, oh, forget
those
it.
Those are my best two notes that I had at that time.
Well, whatever it was, I mean, it didn't take long for us to get started. But before I sort of ramble on about our gigs, what did you do before our gig? You were kind of a child prodigy in school, weren't you, in Puerto Rico?
Well, I was born in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But I grew up here in New York. I was brought here, I was about a year old, so I really was raised here in New York.
I'm
pretty much a New Yorker, though in my heart I really am from Puerto Rico, totally. But yeah, I did a lot of playing and schooling here. I went to the High School of Music and Art. I started in public school. Public school is, I think, a wonderful place to start playing. And unfortunately, these days, it's very hard to come by these money to sponsor these wonderful programs. That's how I got started. But I went to the High School of Music and Art, and I did a lot of playing. I had a wonderful bass teacher, Fred Zimmerman.
I remember you talking about him.
Yeah, he was just—he taught a lot of the great players, and I was fortunate to be able to study with him. He was, and of course later I went on to Juilliard to continue my studies with him.
I think you were with me when you were still at Juilliard.
Yes, I was I was working late into the night, of course, with you, and then getting up very early and going to school.
We should play something. You taught me, a lot of tunes, but this is one I always remember, and I can't think of the guy that wrote it, but it's.
That would be some time ago.
Yes, some time ago.
I don't remember who wrote that either.
It's a long, long name,
yeah.
But it's such a pretty tune.
Yeah,
let's play that. You know, that felt so good, and I was thinking about how well we played together years ago, and it just seems, I guess, even better now.
Yeah.
After all the things we've both been through.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's been a lot of years, and a lot of things have happened, and a lot of for both of us in our careers. Yeah, it does feel terrific to play with you, and that sensibility, that kind of playing, of course, reminds me of, you know, those many years I spent with Bill.
Well, you know, one thing I always remember, and I tell people this as sort of as a joke, really, that all the time you were with me, working with me, you wanted so much to go with Bill Evans. It was like a goal that you had and a wish that eventually that's where you would end up, was playing with Bill. And, of course, that's the way it happened.
Yeah, that was my dream. He was one of my heroes, of course. course, I had others, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins, but Bill was a particular special hero for many reasons. The trio was a wonderful showcase for a kind of dialogue and kind of certain kind of playing that I just felt very much drawn to.
You know, I remember, of course, I've got so many Bill Evans records, and you're on some of them, and I was just thinking of a tune that we could play together that I'm sure everybody's done, but I remember that he did How Deep Is the Ocean.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do that. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Terrific. Eddie, since we've got two pianos here instead of only one, I would love it if you just noodle a little bit on the piano. Could we do it?
I was afraid you were going to ask me this. Well, I certainly could noodle. I'm sort of a noodler. I play a little composer's piano, so I don't know how good it's going to be, but we can certainly run it up the flagpole, see if anyone salutes.
Sure, and we can do a little Oscar Pettiford. Blues in the Closet.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, sure, let's give it a go.
Okay. Just the way we planned it.
There's definitely some noodling on my part.
Creative noodling, though, I would say.
Yes. That was fun.
Yeah. Well, look, you know it'd be fun. Why don't you play just a bass solo? I'll lay out and listen to you. How's that?
Okay. Well, sure. I'll go
Anything,
for it.
Is this going to be like a total improvisation?
Well, little bits of, I mean, some of it is. It's a bit of an improvisation combined with some little melodies that I've worked out.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
that was an interesting thing that you did. It had a lot of elements in it, at least to me. It had a sort of a Latin sound and a very brooding kind of quality to it.
With good reason.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I guess, let's see, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I brood. I tend to brood sometimes. But it's fun doing these bass solos because there's so many sounds, and it's a great way to sort of explore a certain kind of composition. I've been writing quite a bit lately, and it's one way to explore a classical approach, but with these elements that you mentioned, kind of Latin and kind of dark. And sounds and kind of percussive things going on.
Yeah, there's so much that, I mean, not all bass players, but I mean, you have such a mass of things that you can do, the varying tones and different effects that you can get on the instrument, and it just makes for a very interesting solo. I mean, the instrument, it doesn't seem to need anything else. The solo, there's so many elements in it.
Great. Well, it's fun.
You know what we haven't done so far? We ought to do a ballad of some kind. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Let's do. Let's see. I've always loved My Foolish Heart.
Well,
you
want to
try that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, love to.
Great.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station, or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.